Good evening, guys. Carl F. Fishman's Landing here. Just want to give you an update what's been going on here. Little things have kind of been changing up over the past few days here. Want to give you some new tackle recommendations, give you guys some fish counts here. We had the Pegasus come back in this morning with limits of bluefin tuna, up to 170 pounds. I think majority of that fish were 70 to 110 pounds, Joe said there. Very good fish in there. The Outriders on a day and a half right now as we speak, they got 9 bluefin tuna, 70 to 170 pounds. They have lost a lot of fish there just being under gun here. We'll get to that in a second. The Pacific Queens on a day and a half with 34 anglers, they got 29 bluefin tuna. They got 25 of those over from 140 to 190 pounds. I mean, to get that type of fishing, you used to have to go on a 15-day trip. It's right in our backyard here, day and a half range, or overnight day, full day range, actually, and we'll get to that in a second also. The half day trip, Dolphin, he was on a friend Rollo trip. Something new we haven't seen all summer. It's the first kind of really good calico bass fishing he had. He had 18 calico bass, 100 calico bass released for a friend's Rollo trip and one sheephead there. Some new tackle recommendations. If you guys are coming out of Fisherman's Landing, some of the boats are asking you guys to bring your 80-pound outfit if that's the heaviest you got, but they are asking 100-pound outfits, even 130-pound outfits. They are having a pretty huge casualty loss here on these big fish during the day here. Most of this fish has been all on the sinker rig here. For the most part, there are a few fish being caught during the day on the knife jigs and flat falls, so if you want to fish that, that's been pretty productive also. But 2-0, 3-0 size circle hooks, a little bigger than what we've been recommending the last month or so. So a little bigger circle hook would be great to make sure you have in your arsenal. 8 to 12 ounce torpedo sinkers with rubber bands. Majority of this fish the last few days during the daylight hours have been caught on sinker rig. A few on the fly line, a few on the jig. It's been all productive, but majority of the fish have been on the sinker rig. Daytime fishing, make sure you got 150 to 250 gram flat fall slash knife jigs, whatever you prefer. Color does not make a difference. Nighttime fishing, same thing, 300 to 400 gram knife jigs or flat falls, whatever you prefer. Just remember to change out the stock hooks on those. Make sure you got good hooks on those type of fish there. So that's kind of the new tackle recommendations. If you do not have 100-pound outfits, I do have a limited amount of 100-pound outfits for rentals. I got Talica 20, 25, and brand new Torque 60s with 100-pound on them. If you do need some rental gear, we do have them at Fisherman's Landing with brand new Calstar and Seeker rods there if you need to do that. Very good full-day fishing on these bluefin tuna. The Liberty got in from a two-day trip yesterday. They had a motor problem. They're all up and running now. They are definitely go for tomorrow. I know the Grande and the San Diego's had some pretty good fish in here, but the Liberty is a definite go tomorrow. They will be fishing this bluefin offshore. If you want to hop on there, just give us a call, 619-221-8500 or fishermanslanding.com. Dolphin's running two half-day trips a day. I know he's got some private Friends of Rollo charters going on this week, but you can just check that out at fishermanslanding.com. We just added a brand-new trip for the Islander this Friday night. He's already got 10 spots. He's a definite go if you want to hop out on a day-and-a-half trip and you can't find a spot. Islander just put up a trip about a couple hours ago. They had a last-minute charter back out, but now they're up and running. So if you want to do that, you can. We got lots of room on the Condor for upcoming trips, overnight, day-and-a-half, two-and-a-half day trips. Outriders got plenty of room coming up on overnight to two-and-a-half day trips. Pegasus got a few day-and-a-half trips left before they start their private charter season. Tomahawk is up and running. Their first official trip is Friday night. They're on a shakedown cruise. They just left. So hopefully everything goes well, and they're up and running. Their schedule is up for June. Their July, August, September, October schedule will be up in the next probably 10 days or so when they get back. They will be they're up and running. They got everything good to go, and the Tomahawk is up and running. Islanders got a brand new trip Friday night. If you guys have any questions, please give us a call here at 619-221-8500. You can find all this information on our home webpage, fishermanslanding.com. Hope everyone's having a great night, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.